You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallow.
And your fluffy shoes,
'cause the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable, the Swallows are here.
Hey there.
Am I on the air?
We're on the air.
Oh, how exciting, people. I have missed people.
Now, can you hear the music?
No, I can't.
I didn't think so. So the music's coming through the board, but you're coming through the board as well. But the music's not going back to the board. Does that make sense?
Well, shit.
So that's okay.
I don't know what we're gonna do.
That's okay. I'm gonna hum. I'm gonna sing to you. Ha 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 ha. You're listening to some very fun and casual 1950s housewife music. But what I'm gonna do right now? Oh yeah, hold on. What I'm gonna do is I'm going to set up our intro because we have the most beautiful intro song that my wife sings to. The problem is that you're not going to get to hear it. No, I know exactly what I'm going to do for you because I want you to hear this song because it's become like people's anthem.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Friends, do we just sing it together? When we get together, we sing our intro song. So I'm going to play that for you right now, okay? Oh, wait, this is going to go there. You're listening to there, and this is going to happen like this. Let's see if this works. It's going to be interesting.
Waiting.
No,
I'm waiting.
Hold on. All right, hold on.
You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Robe.
That's right, it's the Swallows.
And your fluffy shoes.
'Cause the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable. The Swallows are here. The Swallows are here.
All right, could you hear it?
Nope.
Oh, son of a bitch. Are you serious?
I could barely hear it, man.
I have my headphones all pushed up on my mic. Well, I'll message it to you. Everyone
halfway through, I'm like, he has no idea that I can't hear this.
No, because I put the headphones up there. Everyone in the room heard it, and they love it.
That's good.
Or actually, most everybody left. We have a guest in the room with us, Chantel, as a silent observer, just so you know.
Hello, Chantel. Welcome.
So you're not creepy. She's waving. She gave a thumbs up. Shayna? Is also here. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hi, Shayna.
Hi.
Shayna was
hello, Shayna.
She was gathering all the important parts of the accoutrements, like an incense. You know, you got to have the incense.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's
and essential oils.
Yes.
Essential oils. That's what cures it. And a Gatorade.
Oh, sorry. Oh, that's
gotta
my
hydrate.
Fault.
Gotta hydrate.
I've got my Pedialyte here. That's my after drinking magic.
You know, that's smart. But we gotta mix it with Gatorade.
How do you drink
Pedialyte
it straight?
Tastes like crap.
No, so I get the Pedialyte sparkling little powders, and you put them in water.
What?
And it's like fizzy. Oh, it's so good. Just like, it's the best thing after a night of like heavy drinking.
Wait a minute. Is it like a
just
like
blew
an,
my mind
an emergency?
No, well, it's kind of like that. Like, it's the powder, but there's a lot more of it, and it's called Sparkling Pedialyte Rushers or something.
Oh, and my God.
It's amazing. Like, I have not had a hangover since I'll take these after, like, I'll drink all night and then go home, have one of these, and the next day I'm fine. Like,
wow.
Highly recommend it.
Genius.
Sparkling Rush.
I'm writing that shit down.
I think you got to get it on Amazon. I haven't seen it in stores.
Well,
but
I'll find it.
I would say hangover cure is an essential item right now, so they better send that via Prime.
Yeah, so what we do is I buy the grape Pedialyte that tastes like crap. I don't know how you expect a kid to drink that shit. And then I mix it half and half with regular Gatorade, and vodka. And oh, then, yeah, and okay. So it's like hair of the dog with a kick in the ass. You know,
hair of the dog never worked for me, man. I think my entire life, anytime I was sick and hungover, if I drank more, I got more sick and hungover. Like it never.
Oh. See,
that never worked for me.
That's a bummer.
No. I know. What a terrible gift I don't have.
Because it works good for me.
The ability to keep consuming amounts of alcohol.
You know what else works really well? An Adderall.
Yeah, that works really well.
I haven't done that.
Yeah, no. That'll kick it. That'll kick it. I don't have a prescription or nothing, and a friend just told me about it. That'll kick a hangover right in the ass.
Absolutely, it will.
Happy Corona, Dan. We haven't talked to each other in months.
Oh, I know, man. I haven't seen you since. When did you depart the former?
August 20th. August 20th.
I haven't seen you since August. Man, that was like a lifetime ago.
You came to my birthday party, which was after the Exodus.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember getting the email, and I'm just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I was wished well, and my future endeavors have been good.
It's funny because I have a friend who works in HR, and she says, like, I've told her about that, how that's usually the default email. She goes, oh, yeah, that's the default email for every company. Every company wishes their employees well in their future endeavors.
Yeah,
that's the default letter for life.
It is. That's
just everyone that you got to go. It's pat, pat, pat. Yep. Here you go.
Thanks. I mean, instead of saying, you know, goodbye to your friends, I wish you well in your future endeavors.
Yeah.
See you guys again.
That's right.
On the other side of bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, pat on the back, and at least you don't have Corona.
I know, man. Yeah, no, I've been, this is the most amount of time I've been in my apartment and not left the driveway in probably my entire life. No, probably when I was a kid. Like, you know, when you don't go out.
Right,
right.
Like during summer or something. But since I was like a kid, pre-driving age, pre-bike riding age, I have never been at home this long, and I am losing my goddamn mind.
Oh, I bet. I bet you are. That's what we were talking about, and Shane is like, well, what do you think Dan wants to talk about? He's like, he just wants to talk to anybody. he wants to talk.
Yeah. Like, my only living, like, form of communication is my two felines, which they're both pricks.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're going to be even more prickish the longer you're home.
Yeah,
they're like, they're just what are you doing here?
What the hell is this asshole doing here? He's like, you're sitting. Well, and it's funny, because I think mine always sleeps in I have a home studio. And he always sleeps in my chair, in the chair in the studio.
You're in his
and
bed.
Now that I'm in the chair all day, he keeps jumping up and sitting on my lap. And I'm thinking, oh, he wants to hang with me. He's like, no, motherfucker, you're in my seat.
Yep, get out of my chair.
And he's like, I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to sit here until I bother you enough to where you'll either move or have another opportunity. So, yeah. I mean,
believe
it's. Yeah, and so I mean, but it's kind of nice having them. But what is it weird? Going through this single kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you guys have each other there. You know, anybody who's married or has a significant other, you know, you kind of have another person to play off of. Now, obviously, that could be very bad in some cases.
According to the statistic, it's 40% of cases right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So apparently 40% of people could get divorced after this thing, which I'm like, okay,
yeah.
I see why that could be a problem. But at the
could
same
be
time,
good
it's
for
still,
you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's perfect for me. As soon as this opens up, I can date like a beast.
Yeah. So many chicks looking for you right now. This is over.
But what's funny. So I was dating somebody. I was seeing this girl and she was living with me. Well, she moved out.
Yeah.
February 1st.
Oh, shit.
She saw it coming.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't her. It wasn't her choice.
Dan gave her the boot.
She was drafted.
Goodbye.
Yeah, she was drafted. It was,
you know what? Good luck on your future endeavors.
Yeah. She got the letter. Oh.
She was a nice girl, but we just didn't have a lot in common. So it just you know, that's what you learn when you live with somebody, which is kind of like, all right, well, it didn't work out. But the timing was weird because. You know, right after she moves out, you know, you kind of have that post breakup period where you're like, I don't, you know, this is tough. You know, she's kind of like reaching out about this, and I'm like, no, we're good, you know, all this back and forth. And I'm just like, no, like, I don't, I need to keep moving, because, you know, even when you initiate a breakup, it sucks.
Yeah.
You know, you're,
yeah.
like, it sucks for you, like the dumper, especially if you didn't really want to do, like, if they didn't do anything to really, like, you know, piss you off or something.
Right.
It just wasn't working.
It just wasn't working. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. So I end up, so that happens. And then all of a sudden I'm starting to think, because you're in that post breakup, like, well, did I make a mistake? Like, do I have some,
yeah.
like, you know, is there, am I going to find anybody else and all that stuff? So you kind of feel like that for a little bit.
The contemplation sets in.
Yeah. And then right as I was actually feeling okay to date again, this happens.
That's lame.
I'm like, no, you're kidding. No. Like the one thing that enables me to go out and meet someone on a date is now completely removed from our planet.
Yeah.
This gives you a wonderful time of self-reflection.
It's
true.
I've done so much self-reflection.
Yeah. I could hit myself reflected.
In the face.
He's
right.
reflected.
He's reflected and his hands are chafed.
Now, chafed is really soft.
Yeah.
He needs more lotion.
But then it does suck too, because when you're by yourself, you know, you think about, oh man, you know, this is the, you know, I wish somebody else was here. So it, like, it's amplified more. So you're just like,
yeah.
Oh, you're like, God damn, you know,
yeah.
And then I'll be on the Zoom, and a lot of my friends are married, so I'll hop on the Zoom call, you know, like a happy hour, and it's all couples, and then Dan.
And Dan. You needed a...
I'm like...
What's your address? I'll ship you a blow-up doll.
Yeah.
At least you'll have somebody with you in your Zoom call.
That could be my special guest.
Yeah, that would be so
yeah,
funny.
You can dress her up and stuff.
You can put, send you some wigs. She could be a blonde one day, brunette the next.
We have
you could be like,
well,
I'm dating so many girls.
We'll get you an emo girl. We'll send you a blue wig.
Well... And it's funny too. Well, go ahead.
No, I was coughing.
Oh, well, it's funny too because you know, since I've been here, I've basically been. I actually did a couple of online dates.
Oh, that can't be awkward.
Like, video, yeah. And I was because all the apps now, like Bumble and Hinge, those are the two that are kind of like in now. I've never done Tinder just because I'm like, I don't want to deal with that. But
sounds too swipey. I mean,
yeah, this one's clicky, not swipey. So you get on there, and it says right away when you log in, like, hey, during this time, please refrain or please stick to only video dates. Don't do any, you know, don't meet up in person or any of this stuff. So I'm like, oh, all right, why not? And everyone's at home, so people are just sitting on their couch. And that's the thing, too, and everyone's like, I swear off the dating app, so I'm done dating. Bullshit. Give it like a week or a couple days, or you'd be like, well, I'm just sitting here. Let's see if anyone's on there. Like, it's super addictive. Like, and so you're going to get on there.
Yep.
And there have been two so far. I went out. I saw two of them. So the first one, she was nice, but it was just clear. Like, you know, the more you talk to somebody, you're like, okay, we don't really have a lot in common. Like, this is, you know, this isn't going to work, like, if we're, like, dating or something.
Right,
like
you're
that.
Forcing a conversation.
Yeah, and, you know, with that, it's kind of just like, you know, you're just like, all right, well, so let's talk to you. Maybe we'll chat again soon. And then, you know, you kind of just, it usually if both parties get it, like, it kind of just, you know, goes out.
Falls apart.
And then the second one, I felt bad for this girl because I host trivia on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights. And after trivia, and me and this girl have been texting back and forth, and then I was just like, well, how about a video call sometime this week? She's like, yeah, that'd be fun sometime this week. I'm like, cool. So I'm hosting trivia. It gets done at 9 o'clock at night, and all of a sudden I get a FaceTime from the girl, and I'm like, oh, okay, I guess she wants to chat. Well, I was talking to somebody else, so I missed the call, so I had to call her back. And I call her back, and she's just like, I didn't think you'd answer. And I'm like, yeah.
Why would
and
you
she's
call?
So she's not and you know, I'll start with saying she seemed like the nicest girl, but first of all, she's on her couch, she's wearing no makeup. She's just not like, which is fine. I'm fine if girls don't wear makeup, but it's just one of those things, like if you're gonna meet a guy for the first time or something, even if it's on video, you still wanna look your best. Like I wanna look my best
really?
For the girl, and you know, I'm gonna do my hair and all that other stuff, even if I'm wearing like, you know, boxers down here. So we're chatting about that. Then right away she said that she's a pretty extreme introvert.
Oh.
And I was like, I was like, well, okay, that's a bitch, because I was talking about how I kind of like doing the online dating right now because I like meeting new people, and she's like, because I like meeting new people in general,
right?
And she's like, well, I don't, I'm definitely not like that. I'm like, ooh, this isn't going to work. And then icing on the cake, highly allergic to cats.
Oh, so, not where I was going. I thought between you two of you, you'd have way too many cats.
Yeah. So by this point, I'm just like, yeah. Okay, like you just know, you're like, okay, this isn't going to work, but I'm still like, I'm having, cause I'm not just going to stop talking like right there. So I'm still asking like conversation. Cause it's like, you kind of got to bring that down slowly. And then you're just like, well,
you're nice. You're nice.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Just because, I mean, I've been on the other side where you kind of like somebody and they're just not feeling you. And it's like, yeah, I mean, I've had the abrupt, like, well, I don't think I've ever had anyone just be like, all right, this date's over. You know, I've never had that. But like, you know, they just stop talking to you and you're like, what the hell? Like, why? Like,
I've had dates.
Like it was going great.
I've had dates end like that, dude, since I've been married. Shane has just been like, nope, this is over.
I mean, yeah.
Go to bed.
Yeah, you're way too nice. Time is short, man. Time is short. I would just be a little more blunt. I'd be like, well, like when she told me all those things, I'd say, well, obviously, we don't match at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, the hard part.
I have nine kitties.
Yeah. The hard part about this, though, is that, you know, if you're even if I meet somebody, I'm not gonna be able to see them for like 2 months.
Right. Like, right.
You know. That's weird.
Right.
Like that's kind of because I mean that's a big part of you know dating someone is being able to see them in person.
Oh yeah.
Especially at all. So,
well, yeah. Just imagine. A month in, what that drunk dial is going to look like at one in the morning.
Well, right. At some point, you're going to have video sex.
Yeah. At some point, yeah, you're going to
have video sex.
That camera's going to get steamy.
Yeah. And so I'm just, I don't know. I mean,
that's wild.
Man. Oh. And it's weird because no one's ever done this before. Like, nobody ever thought on, you know, these apps. Oh, I'm going to do a video, you know, date.
It's right.
I know. Again, sure they have, dude. It's called cam girls.
Right.
right now, they've got to give it up for free.
I'm like, this was what was always ending up in my spam box.
Yeah, exactly. They were dating.
I mean, you know, right? You know that Pornhub Premium, it's free for a whole month.
Then I did see that.
Everyone at my work's got it, apparently. I just found that out today.
Oh man.
Well, what else? There's only so many things to look at on the internet. So
now, if we could get, we have a listener, her name is Sally, and she's in Europe, and she says that her premium's way better than our premium.
Oh, right.
But she won't give us her login, and we don't have a European IP address.
No. So,
anyways.
Well. So well, that's what NordVPN is for.
Yes, right.
Or something.
That's right. I love it. Well, video dating, man, that does sound challenging.
I'd be horrible at it. I'd be horrible.
Yeah.
What are you saying? You'd be all, first time it pops up, you'd have a full face of makeup and your tits out.
No. Well, not all the way. I travel around like that, so.
Well, the other part that makes it even more rough is, I mean, because you guys have known I've been doing my little online dates for a while. Like, I've had two, you know, serious girlfriends I met online. And the problem, though, is that just the whole game of online dating is just the motherfucking worst.
Yeah, like, I can't imagine.
I don't know if you two have been married, I think, long enough to where they didn't have that.
No.
No.
Before you guys, but it's like a Saw movie.
I bet it's brutal.
You know, because it started. It didn't start out bad. Like I went on my first eHarmony date in 2009.
Oh wow!
So it's been
a while.
Yeah, so I've been doing this for like 11 years, off and on. You know, right. I met a couple girls in there that I met through friends, and you know, there were a couple serious ones that I met online. Three actually that were serious ones that I met online. Like one was on Match, one was on Hinge, one was on Bumble. And but the problem is that just navigating this is terrible because most women are kind of fearful at talking online because apparently most guys are assholes on these things. So
right.
Basically if you're a dude, you're guilty as being a prick until you prove you're not.
Right.
And it's like, oh good. Well, this will be fun.
Right.
And so you're like texting
instantly on trial.
Yeah, so you have to, and that's kind of why I like Bumble, is because Bumble's where the girls make the first move, and I kind of want a girl who's more down for that, like who's kind of like, I'm not scared of this, I'll talk to this dude, I like him, you know, like that.
Yeah.
More confident, like that's kind of someone I want more, so that's why that site I kind of like a little more.
So less jaded.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's date it where you're, where there's some girls like, okay, I've been out with some assholes, but I know what I want, and right. this guy's but it.
They're not all assholes. So,
not willing
yeah.
to give up.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep trying.
No, but then like you'll chat, you know, back and forth, and everything will seem great, and then you'll be like, so do you want to chat offline? Nothing, like ghosted at that point. And then
what does
you
offline
know,
mean?
Like on the phone,
phone
yeah.
like on text.
Phone.
I mean, okay, which I on text, yeah. which just because it's like okay, now you can do that. And it's funny too because I've had friends tell me this. Like the thing everyone does when they do online dating is right away if they can if they know your last name they're gonna look you up.
Right.
Like every girl's
right.
told me they do this. Like right. they're gonna stalk you. Be like, oh. So I actually last night I went to my Facebook and I was like, I hit the view as because I'm like, I wonder what this looks like to someone who's not my friend. I'm like, oh, this needs to come down.
Yeah,
that's not,
yeah.
that's not something that's not something like I'm kind of trying to actually de-radiofy it a little bit because I you know I had like my professional picture up there and I'm like, no, I need to look like just a regular guy.
Right.
Like,
yep.
You know, because they're not gonna want to go there and be like, whoa, this dude is so full of himself or something, you know, something like that. And you know, so I was like, okay, let's make it. And then it was like, I unchecked the thing that says that I can that they can see what other people post on my page because I'm like, people post some dumb shit on my page. I don't want somebody seeing that right away.
Right,
like,
I'm judging you for some idiot's
people will
post.
Post pictures of people will post pictures of dudes like putting their whole fist in their mouth and stuff. And I'm like, that doesn't need to be the first investigation a girl yeah. has with me on the
you
ass.
Know what? All these are good choices. You've
yeah,
made.
You've made. I might need to make some of these choices. It's
but
too
it's,
late
it just
for me.
Sucks because, well, but like think of like think about dating. Like you two, you guys met each other, you fell in love, you got married. The obstacle course that I'm probably going to end up having to jump through to meet whoever I'm going to end up with is just. I mean,
I can
meet somebody tomorrow through a friend. But if you choose the route of meeting online and stuff, it's like this is not for the faint of heart. Like this is one of those things. It's like if you get discouraged easily, do not online date.
Right. Like,
oh, I wouldn't be able to do it. I'd be so rejected. I'm such a wussy.
But the thing is, though, it's all a numbers game. Like, if you're a halfway decent looking person, which I've been told I look like a discount Ryan Reynolds, so I'll take it.
But you're tall. Yeah. I mean, you got that
yeah.
going for you.
But I'm like tall. I'm like really tall. Like, some girl who's 5'1" is going to be like, nah.
No, you're fetish tall.
Okay. I'll
yeah.
take that one.
Yeah, you're fetish tall, bro. You got to find your niche, man.
That's a whole
yeah.
niche.
All right. I mean, like, do you like dudes that are over 80 inches tall? I'm your man.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Would you like men to tower over you?
Do you
and
know
you're
what?
6 feet? Yeah, you're like a 6 foot tall woman would love it. Okay, I mean,
but
anyways,
thing, but
we're
thing,
on a tangent.
But the thing I'll say about it though is that it's a numbers game. Like the more you do it, you're going to meet. Like I said, there were three girls that I met, and for whatever reason, it didn't work out. But I met them, and we dated for a long time, and I really cared about them. That I met strictly online yeah. through things. So, and I've DJed weddings where at the altar. During the vows, they'll say, I'm so glad he swept right. And I'm like, whoa, what a
wow.
time we're in.
That is, I've heard of that before. Yeah. Yeah.
So
he DM'd me. That was, I heard
thing.
That on Jerry. That was some of the, we watch Jerry Springer twice a day because we don't have cable. And I believe a couple got married and they said the same thing. I was so glad you swiped right.
Yeah. And I mean,
and
so
I didn't know what it meant.
And it works. I mean, the thing is that there's so many people in the world that they're going to find you attractive. You're going to find them attractive. You guys are both going to get along. You're going to be on the same life path. There's a lot of people out there that are like that, but it's like slots. Like it literally is just like slots. That's the game of dating. Is it's like,
did you say slots or sluts?
slutty slots.
Slutty slots.
No, but it's like, but it's, so, but, and I like meeting people. So it's like, I can meet, you
yeah.
know, I'll meet new people. And so that's, for me,
but
it's not a real
like,
bad time.
Do you like meeting sluts?
Well,
nah, not at this point. Like, I'm at the point in my life where I want to have a kid someday.
Okay. You ready to start a family? You're getting serious.
And, you know, yeah, like I'd like to have a family and stuff. That'd be fun to do. And I think I'm still young enough to where I could still have a kid and be, you know, good age and stuff.
Yeah. Be good dad age.
You know,
yeah.
So, and for that, because I mean, I spent my 20s. I had a good old time in my 20s. Like, I have no regrets, you know, working in radio in Colorado Springs, all the, you know, went to the club every night, bottle service. Like, I had a good old time down there. But when I hit 30, that's when I was like, all right, You know, because all my at that same time, all of my friends, suddenly you find yourself like the last single one in the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like
the single guy in the Zoom room.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's Saturday night and you're calling all your buddies and they're like, oh, yeah, I'd go out, but we got date night. And I'm like, oh, so we're at this time now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you kind of become a little more choosier and, you know, and it just doesn't work out sometimes. So then you just date off. So I'm basically doing what a lot of people did in their 20s, except I'm doing it now.
Right.
With the actual, like, really, you know, like most people had like more long-term relationships in their 20s. I'm doing it in my 30s and, you know,
well, I don't think you're alone. I think there's a lot of people
at
your
age. Okay, I'm
going
to ask a weird hokey Shana question.
Here comes Shana's.
My weird hokey Shana question. How much time a day do you spend being grateful for the girl you're going to meet?
Snap.
Being grateful? Like being excited?
Yeah.
How much time do I spend a day?
Yeah. Like, really intentionally, like, when you think about, like, we're having this conversation right now, right? This is just something I do myself. So when I really want something, then when I think about it, I think, like, oh, my God, I'm so excited. Because when that happens, I'm going to do this and this and this and this.
Visualize.
Yeah, right? And then I think, and you know what?
Oh, he's doing that.
Not in that way. But in, but you know what I mean? And, like, even when you're doing something you enjoy, when you're enjoying it, you think, I can't wait to do this with the person that I'm supposed to be with forever.
Oh, yeah. And, man, you're getting deep on me. I've only had one cup of coffee so far.
Normally, well, you might get a shot because I usually go deep.
I work in the afternoon, so this is normally when I get up to pee. And then I go back to bed for a little while.
I'm just saying, I know you, and I think you are a wonderful person. And I also wonder why you haven't met who you're supposed to be with yet.
Someone hadn't snatched you up.
Yeah, you have such a great personality and such a great heart and just this great energy that it's like, okay, so you need to change a little bit of what you're doing. And when before you go on these sites, you even say things like, okay, I just really want to see
what she look like.
Well, not even that, but like, yeah, exactly. In your mind's eye, what does she look like? Have you put it all together? What exactly you want? What if you could list it out right now? What you would take out of a relationship? Can you do that? And these are like the deal breakers, right? Like if you don't meet this, it's a deal breaker. If you don't meet this, it's a deal breaker. I would even say you go through those every day. Every day, because it's going to bring people in. You're going to have a better filter to filter the other ones out without wasting time on them.
Right. The introvert.
Well, yeah.
Well, every girl that I've ever dated, except for one, I can kind of pinpoint a reason why it didn't work. Like, you just kind of know. Like, even if it didn't seem like that at the time, later you can kind of be like, okay, well, now I know why that didn't work. You know, I look at them all as like learning experiences. So it's like, okay, well, I know I don't want this and that next one. I don't want this and that next one. So like, you know, so like I've learned, I really, introverts are, it's kind of tough. Yeah. Like if you're somebody who really just likes staying in at home all the time, I mean, I'm all about when I'm in a relationship, my social life drops like 75%. Like I like to just spend a lot of time with my significant other and all that stuff. And so, when I'm in a relationship, that's what it is. But, you know, it's like, okay, well, I do like going to Friendsgivings and I have a big group of friends. Like sometimes, you know, my friends will throw a party and there'll be like 25 people there.
Yeah.
And if you can't deal with people, I mean, that's fine. It's just kind of like, it's tough. Like I want to be able to, I don't want to have to go to parties and be like, oh, well, the missus want to stay at home just because, and that's the thing with when you're dating like an extreme introvert is, you know, they say you have to kind of compromise with that, but I just don't know if that's the best for my lifestyle.
No, absolutely not. You need a confident woman who, when you go to events, I mean, I can only say this because I have lived the lifestyle as the wife that you're living, and you need someone who enjoys watching you be yourself in that moment, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're working. I mean, you're working, and so that's just what you're doing. So you have to have someone that's going to go there, be there with you, enjoy the environment with you, and support you in that moment.
Boom.
Yeah.
With titties.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's it. I mean, you know, you got to call it in, man. You got to call it in.
Yeah, I mean, it's that, you know, that's one of the things, getting along, you know, The cats, obviously. You know, I have two cats, so if you're allergic to cats, that's going to be a problem. Someone who's okay with me having a female best friend, because my best friend is, her name's Marie, and she's a great, she's beautiful, but at first sight, you know, on pages, I think a lot of women have been intimidated by her because she is very pretty. But I mean, she's got a boyfriend that she's been dating for like 7 or 8 years. We've just been friends. Like, nothing ever happened with us. Like, we literally have only been buddies for like 12 years. And so she's my best friend, and she knows everything. Like, she's been through everything with me, like the worst of times, the best of times. And
so like Harry and Sally said,
but the thing is, they got to get along with her. And the last one didn't like her. The last one didn't like her. They had some issues. And it's got to be somebody who's just emotionally, like, here's the deal. We've all been hurt. We've all got some shit. But you've got to be able to kind of be okay, like to not flip out, to not go off the rails at things. Be like, all right, let's try to work the problem together. You know, everything can be worked. And
it's a trust thing because they have to be able to trust you that when you say nothing is nothing, that it is nothing, and they believe you. You know, but man, women, we don't trust anybody.
Well, that's what I was gonna say.
And I also want somebody, like, my ideal girl is someone who does. Who's not afraid to be like, I want you.
Right.
Like, not even just in like a sex way, but like, I mean, that's fun too. But, you know, more is like, just like, I want this guy.
Right.
Like, I'm going to give this guy the world, and I'm going to make him know it. Like, right. I kind of like that early on.
Yeah.
Because it takes away. Sean. Yeah. You know, and, you know, I had a couple girls that did that. And I realized kind of like after the fact, I was like, I really liked that. Like, that was kind of nice. I want somebody who kind of like, not possessive, but definitely wants to be like, this is my person,
right?
And I know it. Even if it's like kind of early, they're like, "This is my person." I'm not going to let them know they're my person, but I'm going to kind of, you know.
Nah, you let them know. Thing. You got to let them know. If it's an ongoing thing, they got to know. Yeah,
because a lot of girls don't do that.
Right.
Like, that's the other thing too, is that that's a little more rare, not rare, but it's less common of a personality trait that you'll find in women too.
The whole thing's really, really pretty messed up, because it is the whole way you're dating, the whole way you're meeting. You can't trust anyone. Everyone's profile has somewhat of a lie in it, a woman would say. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's like, no one ever really is who they say. And dating in this internet world, you really can be anyone you say you are. I mean, you can just make shit up and not be that person at all. And even these women you're talking to can be doing it, you know?
Yeah,
How many of these women are maybe transgender and not being forthcoming?
Right.
See, I'm not going to lie. That's something I've kind of been a little nervous about on some of these.
Absolutely. It's a thing.
Like, what would you do?
Right.
Like,
you call it out politely. You call it out and you ask them directly, have you transitioned? Are you a transitioned person?
I would have such a list. You want to have a video date? Let's go through this checklist real quick.
No,
I'm just picturing.
Go ahead.
I'm picturing Ace Ventura when he's, you know, got the plunger on his face.
Your gun is digging into my hip. I think that actually this video dating will have to stop some of the catfishing, because you can't be a 300-pound white dude in your recliner telling me you're 120-pound, you know. Summer.
Yeah.
My name is Summer, and I know how to talk.
Right.
You know what I mean? It doesn't work.
And that would be a big red flag, too, is when you get to the video date, if they're like, oh, no, then it's like, okay, what aren't you telling me?
Yeah, because this is the only way we do it now.
So that's what sucks about this, is the dating is already hard, so this makes it even harder and delays when something can kind of, like, start, you know, even longer. So it's like...
I could see things starting and finishing before they ever started because of this.
Right.
Yeah.
You meet someone and they chat in a video and it's like, oh my God, this is so much fun. And then a week later, it's like, you know, I'm over videoing that person. I'm going to video chat this person now. And it could make.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is going to blow up the swinging community. I've said it since it started. People are coming off on the other end of this sluttier.
That's
my theory.
Well, I do wonder if what relationships are going to look like after this. Like, how many, like I said earlier, like, how many people are actually going to end up realizing, oh, I can't be with this person 24/7. Like, this is not going to work.
We Sean and I actually had the upper hand going into this because we spent so much time together. Yep. But we do know a lot of people, and they are struggling because it's like, oh my God. And now if they have kids, they're parenting more together. You know, they're just having more time together. They can't get out and escape the area. And everyone's drinking so much more.
So much more.
Well, and sadly, and, you know, not to get, you know, everybody, there's been some down stuff on all this, but I think this is going to, I think every single one of us is going to be a little mentally messed up after this. Like, every single person. Like, I've read these things that say, you know that icky feeling you're feeling right now? That's anticipatory grief. And apparently it's like fear of the unknown.
Oh,
and
sure.
Most of the time it's like, you know, it's just stuff that is part of life, like death and, you know, career and what's going to happen and all that. So it's just basic stuff. But right now it's like the world is unknown. And it's like, and even if you're like the most well put together, the most happy, you've got a happy family, everything's great, you got millions of dollars, you're still going to feel weird because just your existence is kind of in a little bit of question.
Yeah.
Like, and that causes some stuff. Like, I mean, since this has started, I felt, I mean, so weird, bizarre. Like, this just, I just don't feel like me.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No,
like,
it just does.
I'm doing my radio show that I normally do on the 11th floor overlooking downtown Denver from my little home studio with my cat.
Right. Like, no view at all.
You finally got a co-host.
Yeah. And they do that. Like, as soon as I start talking, I'll hear a meow, and I'm like, stop it.
You just add them into the show.
Yeah, exactly.
News anchors can do a news hit with a dog in their lap. You can do a hit with a radio in the back, a cat in the back.
One thing a friend of mine was mentioning about the dating thing was they were like, after this, they think that people will be more inclined to date. Like almost like standards will drop a little bit.
I just said that.
And I
slutty.
Think that they will have the more desire to do it face to face.
Yeah, when like they're going to be more down.
Yeah, to going not, out in public and meeting each other and not just doing it online.
Well, and my thing is, because, you know, obviously I'm about personality, but I have to say I'm one of the believers that, you know, looks are kind of the first, you know, the first initial thing. Like, you're initially attracted to somebody because of their looks, and then that grows based on what their personality is. Like, I'm not going to date somebody who's hot but crazy. I mean, I have, but I'm not going to do that again. So I'm all about like the initial kind of like, okay, here's what they look like. And then it's like, okay, they're cool too. I might want to spend time with this person like more often and all that. And I'd be okay if it's on the other end. I mean, I'm sure some girls are just like, well, I don't want to discount Ryan Reynolds. I want real Ryan Reynolds. So I get it, and I'm not, and you know, some might call it shallow, but I'm like, I understand on the other end. Like, if you're just not attracted to somebody, you're not attracted to them. But what I don't like is, you know, you'll go on a date with somebody, and this happened to me before, where, and you go on a date and you think it's dynamite, and you even offer to like kind of leave early. You're like, okay, well, do you have to work tomorrow? Do you need to go? And they're like, no, let's keep staying out. And you're thinking like, oh, this is
okay, working. Then.
I gave you an out, like, this is great. And then you guys end up making out at the end of the night, not like drunk making out or something. And then you never hear from them again.
Yeah.
And you think, I should have drunk made out with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're just like, well, if I had known, I was like, this, no, it's terrible.
But kind of, I mean, at what point do you not go through all those different levels, right?
Right.
In this dating hell, it's like, fine, you know what? Fine. I'm just going to drunk fuck you and leave because that's what you would do to me.
Well, right? and sometimes, Dan, that's the way to go in, because when Shane and I met, obviously, you know the story. We met on Friday. I moved in Saturday. We've been together ever since. But both of us went with intention to be the biggest slut. She brought a pocket full of condoms, and I brought the biggest head I could find in my whole drawer. You know what I mean? And I just was going as the hottest, biggest. I was going to do anyone, everyone, and all that I could. And when I met her, I pounced. I took all my clothes right off in front of her and was like, woohoo, look at this thing. I mean, I didn't even skip a beat. I went outside my comfort zone. I jumped into a new existence.
Well, it was like...
I haven't stopped.
We talked about this, though. Like, going into that, we had both had these transition periods, just like what you're in right now. And it was like, okay, everything I've been doing has not been working. So I'm going to stop doing all of that. And from this moment forward, I'm going to live how I want to live. And I'm going to do what I want to do. And if I meet someone that wants to come along and do it with me, great. If not, fuck it. I'm going to enjoy every person I can along the way. And that's kind of how we went into it, both of us. But like, whatever comes out on the other side is going to be better than what I have right now. And then,
for us, it was an explosion.
Yeah.
You know, I can't guarantee that. I don't know that that's an exact formula.
Well, no. And even in the situation, I mean, it's so different for you and everyone else out there. I mean, we have a lot of single listeners on our show that we talk to all the time. And we talk about this stuff all the time because they date and then it's a letdown, right? Or you get to be with someone for a little while and then you start to see other things that you didn't notice before, right? Because sometimes when you meet someone, you kind of have those ooh and ah goggles on where you're not paying attention to all the red flags, you know, and maybe opposite, you know, wow, you're really great. Maybe you go in trying to feel more off of energy instead of looks or anything, because that's the one thing that's missing with online dating. You don't feel any chemistry.
Yeah, I agree. Well, and that's why I like to meet up in person.
Yeah.
Because if I could, I would rather, like, if you could be on the online dating and if a swipe meant, hey, we should meet up, I'd rather do that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, and that's, you know, that's my thing, too. Like, get me in front of people. I like to put, you know, I think I'm a fun guy. Like, I like to put on, like, kind of a show. Yep. You know, it's like, I like to entertain. And not, like, obnoxious, but it's like, hey, I want to kind of make sure you have a good time.
So this and has to so be like, in your requirements. Is you have to have someone who is in love with the Dan show.
It is
because that Dan show is a bigger part of your life than you realize.
Because it is you.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
It has to be.
A huge part of it is you. You know, and that's it. I mean, when you're with your friends, you're kind of putting on
first?
A show.
Yeah, what came first, the chicken, the Dan, or the egg?
Yeah, and that's why your friends love you. Yeah. You know, and so it's like that's what you need to find is someone in the same vein as your friends because they love you for being who you are.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
and
yeah,
they can
I
take you 100% of the time. That's what you need out of your partner, you know?
Well, so what's going on with this best friend of yours? Let's work this out.
No.
I mean, let's figure out what's going on there. She got her feet stink or something? She don't think.
When I worked in Colorado Springs, she worked at, you know, I was part time in radio just starting out, and she got a job there. And, she actually started dating one of the other DJs that was on the Top 40 station, like the bad night shock jock.
Oh yeah,
like that was basically who he was.
The mullet.
And he was a really good friend of mine. So the three of us just all started hanging out. And then she and I became homies. He ended up they broke up. You know, he went off to do his own thing. And she still worked at the station. So we just kept hanging out. Then when I moved to Denver, she wanted to get out of Colorado Springs, but she didn't have a job up here yet. And I was like, yo, like I have a 2-bedroom place. Why don't you just come up here and, you know, do some chores or whatever until you can afford, cause she couldn't afford, you know, pay me rent. So I was like, just come, cause I just wanted like a roommate. I was like, all right, come on up here. And then she met a guy, she used to work at, KYGO. I think she actually still works there, but, and then she met a guy while she was working over there. She had gotten like a promotions coordinator job there. And then they started dating. They've been dating for like 7 or 8 years now or something. And we're all like buddies now and stuff. So that's kind of, it's just, she's the best friend because she knows, like I go to, she's always giving me really good advice, that I haven't always listened to. And I regret it a few times. I saw a meme the other day that says being best friends with someone is giving each other advice and neither person listening to it.
Yep.
like she's always, and she's been there and I've had some rough times. Like I've, you know, like about 6 years ago, I had a pretty nasty breakup that was pretty terrible, and she was like there and she's like, yeah dude, like this is how this works and all that. Yeah,
I tell you every time.
So what do you think it is about her that she has some certain quality that you haven't met in the other women yet? Have you been able to pinpoint it?
That's
my best friend.
Yeah.
She's more of, well, because I don't think that's who I want to date though. Like she's not like her personality is, cause she's very introverted. She's introverted and I mean, she's comfortable around people she knows, but, it's just not like I'm more of someone kind of outgoing, who's someone who can also work the room with me.
Right.
You know, if that makes sense.
No, that makes sense.
And that's not really her. So she's really just my best friend, just because it's someone I've always, just by kind of, I've just known her for a long, I've been around her for a long time, and we've just, and she knows a lot about me, and she's always kind of just been there. So
now that makes
sense. It's more of that. And I've always kind of been more friends with girls than guys, because like even in elementary school, like I would like sit at the table with the girls and entertain like at lunch while all the other guys were like hanging out with each other and all this stuff. And I think it's because women kind of like to laugh, like they like to be entertained. And guys kind of, when they see a guy doing that, they almost get like threatened. They're almost kind of like, no, I want to be the life of the party. Why is that guy getting hogging all the attention? And right. I think just naturally girls have gravitated more to me as like friends, in general. Like, yeah, which
well,
is
you're
okay.
You're a little intimidating. It's a little intimidating. Well, I'll tell you, like,
when am I really?
Yeah, when I, yeah, you are. I mean,
I would never
think
that.
You're a big personality. And you're a big person in stature, right? You're a very tall man. And so it is a little bit intimidating. It would be like, oh my gosh, it's going to take a very confident woman to be able to go and do with you and be with you and do what you do, which is totally possible. They're out there.
Well, yeah.
They're out there. You just have to cut them loose sooner when you see they don't have that trait.
Yeah, and that's what I've learned. And you know what I do want in the next one is I do want someone who's ready. Like I want someone who is ready to settle down.
Yeah.
Someone who's like, you know what? I had my fun. I'm where I'm at with my career and my life. I would like to get married.
Get started,
like, I would
right.
Like, yeah. I'd be okay if I was one of those guys that you get engaged after
a short time.
6 months.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah,
put a number on it, but yeah. you're not opposed to a quick engagement
right.
or whatever.
Yeah.
The world
this
brings.
This is what I'll tell you too. Don't label it so hardcore with your numbers and your timing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because things can be accelerated when you meet the right person, right?
Yeah, I would agree.
I would begin to start my conversations that way. I'm looking to move forward in my life.
Yeah.
I'm looking
yeah,
to settle
exactly.
down. I'm looking, and they're like, oh my God, I'm not. So, okay, well, it was really
cool.
nice
That's
meeting you. I'll see you later. Yeah. If you change your mind, hit me up.
And then you say, and look at how you have broken my mom's heart. And then you get to some old lady picture or something and cry.
Crying.
Yeah.
I hope you can live with yourself, Susan.
Well,
yeah.
And the other thing, too, is that it right now, I mean, I think I would be okay dating somebody who already had a kid.
Oh yeah.
I think I'd want them to want to have another kid. Like, you know, if they just have one, I mean, even maybe two, but I definitely would want to have a kid of my own, but I think I would be okay if the kid, you know, they gotta be a certain age, you know, probably like 4 or 5 because then they're enough to where it's like, okay, you gotta take care of them, but you know, they can go off and watch TV in the other room while you guys are hanging out.
Yeah, you gotta
but
be
they're
careful.
Still young enough that they will, they'll have a connection with you.
Right.
Yeah.
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 But then, see, you got to be careful because you don't want no daddy baby in prison or something. He could be getting out.
True.
He could have friends on the outside, bro. He could be watching you. Next thing you know, you're picking up the checks on the 1st and the 15th.
Yeah, knowing my luck, I'd be like, oh, good. This was who you were previously with. How
right.
exciting.
I understand now.
No, this is why I'm saying. In the time we're in right now, you have to be direct. You have to be to the point. Mm-hmm. Time is fleeting, right? And so it's like you have no time to waste here, man. You come out with it straight, honest, and it's like, hey, I'm not trying to be a prick, but this is what I'm looking for, so I got to keep moving.
Right.
Because
but at the same time, how do you say that without seeming like desperation?
Because
some
you
I
say
can
it
see some
like
girls being like that.
No, because right. that's exactly what he's saying. All men are coming off like assholes on dating sites anyways. So it's this fine balance of prick.
It's
and
just being honest.
It's just being real.
It's just being really honest. And you even tell him, I'm not trying to offend you. I've been dating for 11 years on and off, and I want something now. And I don't. And with this dating sites the way they are, it's hard. So we have to move through. Because I'm going to tell you something. When you say that to the right woman, she's going to be like, huh. Okay, well, maybe let's talk a little more, right? Like, well, maybe this guy is serious, you know? Maybe he is being honest. And that's when you say, I am being honest. Let's FaceTime.
Well, and I think especially, you know, probably once you hit 30, most, you know, like, I think there's a lot of girls out there that are probably like, I want to get married. That are like, I want to do this.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
yep.
That's basically who I want to end up with next.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, let's do this. This would be great. Because I've DJed thousands of weddings. Yeah. I would like to be the groom, goddammit.
Right.
Are you going to DJ your own wedding, you think, though?
Absolutely not.
Well, he's going to do it all wrong. You know, you're going to DJ it all wrong.
Whoever it is will have an extremely refined playlist.
That's exactly right.
We'll be told exactly what to do and told to not deviate whatsoever from the plan.
Dan will say, you just hit the start button.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to make a mix and like record, yep, you know, announcements that are automated. Yeah,
there you go. That's what you were waiting for.
That,
now that I got you thinking about it. I DJed my own wedding.
I think this is fantastic. You
did
know?
You really?
Oh, yeah. I played my own music. I don't want no crazy playing music I don't like. People putting on some crap.
And even though I may, you know, and I may sound like I'm kind of bitching, but like I do think I know I'm going to meet somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to work.
Yep.
Especially because, you know, one of my friends even told me that like your biggest thing, Dan, too, is that you're not afraid of people. Like you can go out and meet a total stranger and have a conversation for an hour.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys can't do that. Or if they do it, they're like, you know, creepy, or they'll say something incredibly stupid in the middle, or you know, something weird will happen or something like that. So they're like, you've got that going for you, and they're like, you're a good dude. And that's eventually, they were like, that does win in the end.
It does.
Like the good guy, you know, eventually wins in the end.
But you gotta keep in mind too, you are a little jaded looking through, you know, these lenses that you're looking through right now. They are a little jaded dating app lens, you know. You're feeling very much like all the women. It's like, oh God, defeated again, the same old
thing over
and over again, you know? And so maybe every day before you get on your site, you just, you know, like I pray, you can talk to the universe, whatever your entity is. And I just say, change my vision. Change my vision as I look at these women to see exactly what I'm looking for. And if I don't, I'll just keep going. You know, and then maybe you'll begin to notice other things, other traits that are hidden in their profile that you might wouldn't see right away. Because you got to imagine, it's like selling a used car, right? So you're going to list all the best things that you think are going to attract people.
Or you pour that extra thick oil in there so it doesn't
tick. Does it knock?
Right? Oh, hell yeah, you do.
So sometimes you got to get all the way to the bottom to really see who the person is. You know?
Yeah. And I'm also a firm believer that everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know it's cliche, but
absolutely.
I can look at some of the darkest points in my life and kind of pinpoint why that needed to happen or a benefit that came down the line resulting from that or something like that. So I'm almost wondering if like, this is just kind of a sign like, yo, you don't need to see anybody in person right now.
Right.
Like, chat, you know, talk to, you know, if someone comes along, chat with them, or just, you know, shoot the shit or something, but don't like, you know, kind of like, don't try too hard right now. Like, don't actively get out there and be like, because I mean, we've got a while to go.
Yep.
I mean,
we do.
And that sucks, but maybe that's a good thing.
If you come out on the other side of this, so in love with Dan, then the only other way someone else is going to get in there is if they are in love with Dan, too.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
In love with, if I'm in love with Dan in a good way, not like a Ron Burgundy kind of way.
Exactly.
Because that's just going to piss somebody off.
Yeah, exactly. Right. In a good way. In a good
Scotch,
way.
Scotch,
well, to see all your good benefits, all your good things.
Well, that's part of my thing, too. I'm coming out of this in, like, significantly better shape than I went into it. Because,
yeah, good.
Oh, yeah. You working out in the house?
Oh yeah, and eating and my eating's just changed completely. So, like
all
on my last summer, I got to my lightest weight ever. I was at 225, which I need to. It's hard for me to bulk up because there's so much of me. So like, you know, so I when I lose weight, 225,
you'd be so thin.
Yeah. But I'm trying to get leaner because I've got some extra. You know, like I said, discount Ryan Reynolds without the abs. So I'm trying to get really lean right now because then it's like, all right. But then I'm also lifting. I have like dumbbell press at home and all this other stuff. And I'm getting out on my bike. I'm riding that still, even though I can't ride it in the parks anymore because I guess we can't do that now.
Yeah.
And so that's my – so I am going to come out of this in a better
– better way. See? You're loving yourself
like already.
More already.
I'm hearing the Rocky theme right now.
I know.
Gosh, and I'm doing the opposite. I'm doing the theme to – what was that? well, the Mr. Tubbs
well,
movie.
It's all about marketing too. Like, right. Here's the thing. Like, I want someone who, you know, I'm attracted to. So when I come out of this, if I look the best, that's the one thing
that's
I can control.
Right.
Like,
yep.
That's your looks, like weight wise and stuff. That's the only thing you can control if someone is into that or not. So why not? And who's going to say, well, you shouldn't work out? It's like, well, no, you should do that anyways.
Right.
But if it helps, you know, kind of form whoever you're
catch
looking
a fish,
for.
Yep.
Then that's
yeah. It's like, okay, well then, so you're in good shape, you're healthy, and you'll probably get somebody, you know, that you want to get with. So that's really how I'm looking at it. And it's dope getting on the scale because I think I'm down 10 pounds since this all started.
Oh, nice. Wow. Yeah, good job. Wow. Well, you know what would be something fun
some
to
Oreos.
Do is to set you up on a whole bunch of virtual dates with our single listeners.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Oh, that would be fun.
I just saw Missy Sheriff, and I thought, oh, that might be fun.
Oh, yeah, that's true. She graduated from something that's in their picture. She's wearing one of those hats.
Let's tell if it wasn't high school.
You know, I couldn't tell you.
I wonder, high school, but not like last year.
I wonder how old Miss Sheriff is.
Oh, well.
She's coming by the house today.
We'll scope her out. Nope, she was college. She said it was college. It's blue.
All right, there you go.
Jason said he can be your surprise trans dater, just so you have some practice.
Oh,
yeah,
that's fun.
That's not a bad idea, you know, Jason. You could do some men dates.
I'll be like, so let me ask what question I have to ask to not get punched in the face.
Yeah, exactly. Right. He'll tell you. Oh, like, see,
what am I supposed to say? I mean, I'm down to like, well, once this is over, I'm like, I'm down to, or even this, I'm down to chat
video.
With anybody. Like,
you
that's
video
my thing.
Chat.
Like,
Misa Sheriff says she's 25.
But, so like, and that's the only thing, the reason the dating thing is so big right now is because I'm not doing anything. So it's kind of like, you know, you think of it, you know, you have a lot of time to think and all that. So you're like, oh, yeah. So you're just kind of like, all right, let's do this.
Right.
But it's, you know, and then I'm getting my walks in each day and listening to my podcasts and watching. I watched all of Cheers. That took forever.
On Netflix, you went through the whole thing?
Yeah, it's like 9 seasons. Like,
that's
I was
a
like,
lot.
Jesus Christ! I just lived an entire lifetime.
That's a lot of Sam Malone.
You know what I'm gonna say?
What?
I'm gonna say that Dan is gonna have a divine connection.
A divine
connection. Aww. Somewhere along the way, if you're out on a walk, if you're riding your bike, maybe it'll seem. What is it? A meet cute, right? That's what everybody needs. That's how you fall in love, is because you have a meet cute. Do you know what that is?
We had a meat dirty.
Meat cute.
A meat cube?
Cute.
C-U-T-E.
Oh, cute. Meat cute. No, I don't know what that is.
It's like some quirky, weird, fun, like Sean and I, we had a meet cute the way we met, right? So that's what you're going to have. Maybe you'll be out on a walk. Maybe you'll be on your bike ride. Maybe you'll just stumble and fall into somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you'll be all, I coroned you.
And, right? And as Sean knows, I'm clumsy as shit, so I might actually fall into somebody.
See? And that also needs to be known, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, it's going to happen. Something fun's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I think so too. It's interesting.
I just saw
the post you guys put up. That's beautiful. Virtual dating with Dan Hardy.
Well, you know, we got to think about things in a new way now.
Right.
Dan, the whole world needs to get on track about this because our existence is different now. We have stepped into a parallel universe that's different than the one we lived in 90 days ago.
Right.
And maybe it's not a Rick and Morty type of a switch in a universal switch, but it is.
Yeah.
Our universe has changed.
Yeah.
And like I've been saying this for a while, that people are all wearing masks now. So you really, it's broken down the whole stigma of beauty and of looks and all that. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if a lot of online dates are done without makeup, in pajamas, dudes without their shirts on.
Right.
Because it doesn't freaking matter anymore.
Right.
It's like,
which
not,
I'm okay with.
Yeah. I'm fine with that too.
Been stuck
but
in
I'm
the house
saying,
for 3 months now.
I don't have time to make it about how you look, and I sure as hell don't have 35 minutes to wait for you to put your face on.
Right.
When we gotta go somewhere.
We gotta,
you know what
get
I mean?
Out of here.
Because you're gonna put a mask over most of it.
Right.
So just put on some eyeliner, brush your hair, and get the hell out of it. You know what I mean? Or something like that. This is going to change the way that we do everything. So we have to all get on board that we have switched to a new
way.
Parallel existence.
Right.
And when we do that, then we can start to exist in this world.
Well, and maybe people will even be more real in their existence.
That's part of the shift.
Yeah.
This awkwardness, inability to communicate because all we do is text K, see later, see you later, stuff like that. That's got to stop.
Right.
Because we're all going to be wearing masks, so we have to speak to each other.
Right.
So what you're saying is we're basically living in Biff's 1985 from Back to the Future.
Pretty much. Yes. Exactly. Yes. We just watched that movie. We just did a Back to the Future marathon the other day, 1, 2, and 3, and it's exactly what I'm saying.
It's exactly that.
We live in a world where Biff's pleasure palace is basically the main deal. Yeah, I mean, it's, and that, I think it's funny. Nobody's said it like that. We are in an alternate universe now.
Totally.
Like, and nobody has said that since till you. And I'm like, yes, that's exactly what this is.
It's mind-blowing.
It's something that just everything's a little off.
Nothing's a little
quite
off.
Right. Yep. Like, I'm still living in my condo that I've been in for 7 years, but it feels like it's not home for some reason.
It's not,
like,
it's just not the same.
Well, you're being forced to stay there now.
90 days ago, you could not go into a public establishment with a mask on your face.
Right. And now everyone has them on in the grocery stores, in the banks, in the everywhere.
In
well,
the
you can't
banks.
Go in the bank, but you're wearing you go through the drive-thru.
Exactly.
I mean,
and then you're like, wait, you're going to shut down every restaurant in America?
Right.
What?
Right.
Like, salons? Just like, we are living in a movie right now.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And, you know, I was a glutton for punishment, and I watched Contagion the other night.
Oh, see?
I didn't enjoy it just because, well, one, it's like, okay, that's kind of like watching Sully before getting on a plane. you know?
Yes, it would be.
Now that's funny.
So I'm like, whatever. So I watch it. And then I was like, I don't know. I was like, this just isn't a very good movie. So I just didn't even finish it.
Yeah.
I've never seen it, but I saw it at Walmart in the $3 bin.
Because we're living in a movie, you could meet someone just movie-esque, you know?
You got to think that way.
I mean, that's how you got to think.
Yeah.
I would put it, put in your thought process, your favorite, cutest way you could ever meet a female and see if that happens.
Well, and sometime maybe we can do a show on my entire previous fun that I've had. But most of my romantic relationships are pretty much like a Ben Stiller movie. Like that's the kind of movie that movie-esque that typically happens with me. Is it something that you're just like, what? That happened? I like, just, really?
Well, you got to jump over to Ryan Reynolds because that dude is cleaning up.
Yeah, I just saw White Goodman in Dodgeball. You just made me bleed my own blood.
But like, they're usually things that, you know, later, like if let's say you were following me around with a camera, like if I had a reality show and it was going on, it was taking me like on these dates and stuff, there'd be a lot of times where I would just look at the camera like Jim from The Office and be like,
all puzzled.
What is happening?
Like, just puzzled. Or very Jason Segel, like from, you know, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. It's like, really? Like, just stuff like that, that you're just like, wow. And that's why people are always saying, they're like, dude, we love your dating stories because they're so dramatic.
They're so brutal. You're like, no, man, they're brutal. They're not.
I was like, you know what? Ben Stiller movies aren't fun anymore. I feel bad for that poor motherfucker.
Right.
It's like, in Meet the Fockers, what a terrible time he went through. Like,
yeah, that was terrible.
Oh, you know, but funny, I did have an awkward experience during this with the ex-girlfriend. The other night, I ordered Ford versus Ferrari on Amazon to watch that. Very good movie, by the way, if you haven't seen that. And the next day, I get and I was just kind of having a down, you know, weekend. You're kind of low. You just feel kind of lonely. Mm-hmm. Like, you have your ups and downs. Good days and bad days.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was just like not in a great mood. I wake up the next morning and there's an email from my ex and she goes, hey, you bought a movie with my account last night.
Oh, like, God, you wish it had been a porn.
Right.
Yeah.
Something better.
I'd left her account, her Amazon logged in on my Roku.
Oh,
I didn't even realize it.
Ordered some shit right away.
And then,
I didn't see that email.
But to go with your thing, Shayna, of what a great guy I am, I Venmo'd her $6.25.
See? Good wow. guy. Yep. I did not do it intentionally, and nor do I want to hook back up with you.
Yeah. I would have deleted the email and ordered more shit. But that's just me.
My thing with the previous one, I'm nice to my exes that I've I'm very nice to anyone that I've broken up with, even if they're a little, even if they kind of fight at the end, just because I feel, you know, I've been there. Like, I've been dumped when I didn't want to be, and it sucks. And I get that sometimes people flip out and all that, you know. So it's like I don't, you know, I'm not going to feed into that, and it's not my job to take care of that. But I'm kind of like, I get it. This sucks on your end. So it's like, all right,
but,
you know. So I try to make it as painless, yeah, but I try to make it like as painless as possible, to where it's like, okay, you know, what can you do?
Yeah. unless
the ones that, you know, are like if someone does something to piss me off and be like, no, I'm not talking to you, like,
right,
you can go straight to hell,
right? Like, we're done.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, nah.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to hear the dating stories.
I know
we have some people in the room that were interested, but one was 22. That's RJ Perfection. I don't know what that means. That's just, I'm assuming, the initials and how they feel about themselves. And then Misa Sheriff, she left.
So
oh, no, she's still here.
She's still there.
She's like, I don't know what I got myself into, but I'm 25.
So what we got you into, Misa Sheriff, is our friend Dan is single, and he is doing the whole dating thing online like everyone else in the world.
Right.
And he's just having no luck. So we said it would be fun to set him up and do some video dates with our single listeners.
Well,
there you go.
RJ is Zara.
Zara.
Zara. Z-A-R-A.
Zara.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
So that might be
that
something
exciting.
We have to
she's 22.
Up in the future.
I don't know where your window is.
Yeah, right. What's your cutoff?
What's your window? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I've just kind of noticed about 28... 29 and up is probably the minimum.
Okay.
For you?
Yeah, up to where?
Well, you're ready to have babies.
Yeah, up to where, though?
Yeah, like I'm ready for that. But also just kind of, I've just noticed in life, like just lifestyle things, we just have a lot more in common when it's less than like 7 years.
Right.
Makes sense.
Because I turn 36 next month, which I'm feeling like this may not be over by the time my birthday on May 24th comes around. I hope it is, but...
Oh, we're going to have to drive by and throw shooters at you.
Yeah. Like, you better... I want a drive-by parade, damn it.
Yeah. I had one. It was fun.
Well, it sounds like RJ Perfection is just your kind of gal. He says you need a mature woman who's ready to settle down and have a family, which is the kind of thing that she is seeking as well. She needs a man to settle down with and a ticket from Argentina.
I don't. Is she in Argentina?
No, I don't know where she's from. I don't know where she's from. I threw in that little Argentina thing, but
hey, this could be fun.
It could be fun. I'm telling you.
I love a Latin woman. No,
UK,
yeah.
London.
She's
That's
in.
Not
oh,
bad.
She's in London. Yeah. So it's like, it's the middle of the night.
Man, I went to college in Pueblo. I love Latin women too.
So see,
oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, see.
She's in the
That's
in
probably
the
not
UK
a bad way
in
for you
London.
To go too. All right.
It's probably got to be somebody local.
Everything Swallow trip to London.
Let's do it. We're going to go meet her and that Mr. Mike guy that was on the other night.
Oh, right.
No, well, it's an exciting. And you know what I'll say? When I do get married, after all this, all the crazy, everything, when I get married someday, I know it'll be that much more awesome. And everyone else, I think, is kind of waiting for it too. Like you said, Shayna, everyone is kind of like, why has Dan not gotten...
Yep.
snatched up yet? And you know, there's a lot, you know, when you break it down, there's a lot of different things that happen in life to where it hasn't worked yet. But you know, it's like, okay, yeah, no, and that's gonna, so I think everyone's gonna be kind of like, oh, that's dope, like they want me to win. And that's kind of cool, because you're like, that guy is a good dude, he needs to meet a good girl, he needs to live happily ever after, and we want him to win.
Yeah,
you know, some guys you're like, that guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
that guy deserves nothing.
And you tell him, run, don't go that way.
So I'm like, you know what? Every day I'm going to, I wake up and I try to put a lot of positivity out there that I'm like, this is going to go great. Everything's going to be happy. And even if it takes a while, it'll eventually happen.
And
you know,
now, awesome. Now you add in the, I'm grateful for the female partner you're going to bring into my life.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm interested to see who it's going to be. Like,
listen,
I kind of have a picture in my head. But.
When you're grateful, you're like a magnet.
A magnet.
I'm not kidding.
I agree. Yeah.
How do you think I get what I get?
Positivity breeds positivity.
Yeah.
Positive thoughts brings positive results.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
That's, you can think going, so. Her out of her pants.
You know what? Brain power.
I think there's a dating book called that.
Yes. Sure. If not, I should write it.
Brain power is an amazing thing.
That's my
thing.
Book of poems. I thought her out of her pants. Well, RJ says that she's a lawyer. She's working in London. She has family in the U.S. And she's 22, but very mature for her age.
Yeah.
She sounds nice.
She can email us her information.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get those two.
We'll filter them out
maybe
for Dan.
Maybe we can have a chat. Like, why not?
Right, yeah, exactly. Why not? What else are you doing?
Some of us are just a Google search away.
That's right. Yeah. A lot of us are just a Google search away.
Are they... So you guys have fans that are
all over the world. Yeah, yep. Exactly. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
we have them in Europe, New Zealand, Australia, Iran,
Scotland, Switzerland, Canada, Argentina,
Brazil. Yeah.
Don't forget about
And it's
crazy.
So great because we talk to all of them. They call in and talk to us. They text in on the chat room. It's really fun.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Awesome. I mean. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Well, RJ,
what you need? I know you have a meeting that you have to do in like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a second.
Okay, so what we should do is we'll end the call with you, and then you log on to the app really quick, and you can chat real quick with this nice person who's reaching out to you.
Yeah.
Before you go to your meeting. Does that work?
Yeah, that works for me.
That's fine. And then maybe we'll do this. We'll fish for you. Just feed you some fish for a while and see what happens.
Shane is the best wingman.
I really am.
Wingman. Wingman.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Women love me, and they trust my judgment.
Well, yes, they do.
I appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome. You guys are some of my best friends, and I really, I appreciate all the nice things you said today, and just having me on, like, this is fun. This was a blast. Yeah. I had such a great time.
I was gonna say, as long as you're on lockdown, we should do this again.
Right, totally. When we're doing happy hours and stuff, I'm gonna just call you.
Yeah,
done. I like that.
You know what I mean? Are you? Yeah, I hear we're on the app in the room, so you'll get notifications. And boom. So when we're live, man, let's do it.
All right, Dan.
All right, guys. Bye, good Dan. To chat with you. Stay safe.
Bye. Yeah, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
How awesome is that?
That's really great.
We have Dan Hardy right here on the show.
This is going to be a fun new adventure.
Okay, this is going to be a great adventure.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that Dan is keeping his senses there. I think a lot of people are in the same position.
Yeah.
Because we mentioned this just the other day. We have single friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dan is one of them, but I know, like, Scott's at home by himself. And
well, that's just a couple of the males. The females we got in there, too.
I was going to say, like, Michelle is at home, and Class of Little Cupcake is stuck at home. And so you don't have any idea what it's like. We don't, because we have each other
24/7. Right.
So whether I'm annoying.
We are hilarious.
Exactly. But it's got to be tough.
I wonder why. This is great because, like, even Chantel, she's like, I like being here. It's like, I don't know why, man. We're nut jobs.
We are nut jobs. And you know what? That's what we are supposed to be.
Right.
Especially in this new universe.
Yeah.
Our whole universe changed. And then the corona hit, and now we've brought our existence.
You know what? We were already prepped.
Yeah, we were
already prepped. It's like we knew it was coming. Like we were in on the conspiracy.
This is fun. I wish I was a fly on the wall between this email thread that's about to happen.
I know. Who else should we send to him?
Yeah,
Classy could just...
Now I want... now I kind of want RJ to call in.
We can talk about it.
Classy said something that everyone always says, and that's that our laughter is infectious. And I think that laughter is infectious.
Yeah.
It's just you and I really laugh a lot.
We laugh a lot.
We just laugh a lot. We're lucky that we get to do such
that. You know what? We belly laugh.
Such that. And such as. And that such. You know, I was talking about masks. Are you afraid of masks?
Me?
Chantel? No. No? You're not afraid of a mask? So like... Clowns, but that could be like a clown mask. But when you see people out in public wearing the masks, does it kind of bring up any kind of anxiety or fear? because now everyone is going to be wearing masks. So does it seem like, I don't know, I just think that, you see where I'm going with this? The idea of people being masked all the time is kind of spooky to me personally. I don't like it when you can't see people. You don't see expressions on their face.
Right.
You just see this dead pair of eyes.
Right.
And you can't get a good vibe from them. So,
right. No smiles.
I'm a smiler.
I'm a big smiler.
I make a lot of nonverbal gestures.
I mean, I think you can still say I'm smiling with my eyes, but people don't even look at you that much anymore because of the mask.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? They just kind of look and pass, and it's like, oh, if you don't have the mask, they look at you.
Do you think it instills some fear? You think it's also going to cause our
kids?
For kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, kids for sure. But those kids shouldn't be out anyways. They should be at home.
Well,
why are there so many kids out with the coronavirus?
Well, should be at home. They should be at home. But no,
you're fine. If you can have this on right now, I'll turn it. You're good right there.
I think unless you're a single parent, you have no choice.
Right.
So we can't just judge people and be like, oh my God, look at her with those kids. Can't leave them at home or something. Because sometimes you just can't do that. So that's. But then they should be in masks and they should be protected.
Right.
That should be first and foremost. But when we saw a whole family at Walmart and they were just there because they were sick of being at home.
Right.
And the kids are running around and they're playing on the toys or down on the floor playing just like it was Christmas time.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
That was wild.
I think that. And then we found ourselves in that aisle and we're like, oh, we got to get out of this aisle before one of those kids kills us.
Gets corona on us.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
that's a fine line because it's their kids. It's their choice.
Right.
You can't rule no children allowed. If it were me, my kids would be sitting in the car as much as I could. Let them sit in the car.
Yeah, especially if they're old enough to.
Yeah.
Just stay right there.
You know?
I understand you wanted to come and be here, but you just stay in the car.
Yeah, not during the heat of the
day.
Text
me what you want.
Like that. Exactly. Nah. But nowadays, we've got phones and we've got stuff like, you know. So here is how bad it's gotten, though. This is an example of what we need to keep in mind. Dan is looking for his life partner, and that's okay. Becky Cooks held a one-hour-long marriage ceremony at an independent filters carpet store in England because she married a rug.
Oh, God.
Now, wait a minute. Can you guess the rug's name?
Persian.
No, I like that. I like it. No, she's not that clever. It's Matt.
Oh, Matt.
With one T.
That's funny.
Yes, it's Matt with one T. The bride wore a traditional white dress while Matt, a navy blue and cream rug, wore a black tuxedo. He was rolled up and propped vertically during the ceremony.
Oh,
the wedding officiator says in the video, I love the love that these two have for one another. It's rare. And it's unique. And clearly, they'll be together forever.
Wow.
Clearly, Matt swept.
They could roll her up and bury her in it.
Well, obviously, obviously Matt must have swept her right off her feet.
That's funny.
So as long as Dan's not marrying a rug.
He'll be okay.
You sure can, RJ. If you'd like, the phones are open. It's going to be a boring marriage. Really, she's just going to vacuum him every day. He'll never talk back.
No. And you know what? When he does, you take him outside and you beat him with a broom.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, nice. I just got that. That was funny.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey, guys. What's up?
This is RJ calling in.
Yes. This is RJ.
Okay, aka Zara.
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 Yes.
That's a fun name.
Yes.
So you're in London.
Thank you so. Yeah, I'm in London.
How's it going there? We have wild turkeys here. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going good. We're in lockdown, and we're just hanging in there for. Hoping for a good thing to come out, and inshallah it will. I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
It's got to.
It's got to.
It has to.
What other choice do we have?
Yeah.
Because exactly. new things are on the horizon, which is great. So what do you do? What do you do there in London?
I'm a lawyer.
Right? Oh, that's right. You told us all that.
International law firm.
Oh. And so, do you have to do a lot of Zoom? Are you doing a lot of Zoom meetings?
Pretty much that. And also, I have to fix a lot of corporate issues that are legally, legal disputes, as they call it.
Interesting. Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in. We were wondering what you were up to. I don't know. Dan and you are going to exchange some emails and see how this international relationship goes.
You'll have to check back in with us and let us know how it's going on your end.
That'll be great.
Right.
I am scared, actually, to be honest. I have no experience whatsoever.
Oh.
It's my first time. I've never been in a relationship.
Well, it's good. You're just going to start out talking.
That's exactly right.
So
yeah,
that's the
fun.
Best way to start.
Nobody's on the streets there in London. It's got to be like the middle of the night, right? What time is it?
Yeah, it's evening, actually. Let me just check the clock. I haven't checked it. It's 6:50, actually, in the evening.
Okay. Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. Bad, yeah.
No, is there a curfew?
Not really, but we are all asked to be locked down and not to roam around the streets. If found, then we are going to be fined. And we are going to be asked why we are in the streets.
Yeah.
So... Yeah,
interesting.
It's pretty tough right now.
Yeah,
that is tough.
Stay inside, right?
Stay inside and listen to us. That's, I think, the lesson. Yeah. The lesson that we are learning from you right now.
Yeah, I haven't. Honestly, I haven't been outside ever since I heard about this. Like, I've been too scared to get out of the house even, and I even emailed my boss saying that I'll handle all the work from home if that's okay. If not, then go ahead and fire me. I'm not gonna jeopardize my life for your work, you know?
Right.
I told them that and they were like, okay, fine, you can work from home.
Good.
No big deal.
That's what they should say.
As they should.
Yep, that's what they should say.
As they should. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, and you'll have to call back and let us know how it goes with your in Dan's chat through email. Yeah.
Follow-ups. We love follow-ups.
We do.
Yeah, it's always something to look forward to. All right.
Okay.
Keep listening.
Have a good day.
Have a good day. A good evening.
Yeah, evening.
Evening to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Evening. It's weird, different time zones, because you never know. Have a good, because for us, it's noon.
Yeah.
I mean, we're 2 to 8 minutes away from our first cocktail time.
Actually, I have some people coming to pick up masks.
Let's do all of our business now.
Okay, what's our business?
Well, we've got some business to do. We want you guys to know that we are here for you. If you want to be on this podcast, you can see how easy it is. Tell all your friends. Email us, everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Secondly, we have a ton of masks. We're making masks available for sale.
Cotton masks.
If you would like, you can hook us up or hook up with us on Facebook. Reach out to us. Email us, everythingswallowpodcast. Mm-hmm. They're made out of cotton.
Yes.
They're good. Keeps your spit off of people.
Right.
Right.
Yep. Join the nation. Swallow Nation on Facebook. It's a closed group. You can get in there. We share all kinds of fun, quirky stuff. It's pretty much highly inappropriate all the time, so if you're not into that, maybe don't. But you know, I would get in there and give it a try. You can always leave.
We push the limits of Facebook decency.
Yeah,
we do. And we're just going to tell you that up front, so come and join the fun. It's a lot of fun. Secondly, do you know today was tax day?
Yeah.
Everyone forgot
it's so weird
that.
Right,
yeah,
because it doesn't even feel like it.
But because it's not tax day, what it is, it's Breakfast Saturday.
Breakfast Saturday.
This coming Saturday, coming up in three days. Pew, pew, breakfast Saturday. breakfast Saturday at the Littleton Cafe.
That's right.
Max Headroom. It's on the corner of Littleton Boulevard and Datura. We're going to meet there at 10 a.m. and we're going to all have breakfast in our cars together.
Yeah.
We're going to have like a social distancing breakfast.
Oh, do we have that number?
At the Littleton Cafe.
Because they got to call and order ahead.
So what you need to do is call in and order ahead and you guys can all join us. It's a giant parking lot. We have been invited by the owner. They have 2-for-1 drinks there that they will bring to the car. Oh, no, wait. I will be bringing to the car on roller skates.
Oh, that's right. Are you going to do the roller skates?
Yep. Gaga has given me permission to be an honorary server.
Oh, yeah.
And food deliverer. Because everything is going to be all packaged up real nice for
delivery to the car.
So then I will be delivering food on my roller skates. Now, I'll be wearing my knee pads, my elbow pads, my wrist guards, you know.
That parking lot is horrible.
And a helmet.
You know.
Oh, my God, a helmet for sure. It's probably some glasses in case some debris from the broken silverware when I fall down. Right. Once it doesn't get in my eye.
That splashing ketchup.
Yeah, when I fall down. Yeah, exactly.
Splashing
smart.
Ketchup.
Smart. Oh, I never even thought about. Yeah, if you order.
Did you say splashing ketchup?
Yeah, that's exactly that's what she said. I mean, if you order Eggs Benedict, that hollandaise sauce is going to come on the side. If I fall face down, splash in my face.
Right,
I got to have eye protection. So I will be on the roller skates. So that's coming up this Saturday. It's Littleton Boulevard in Detour. That's 1409 West Littleton Boulevard. The phone number is 303.
Did you see
nope,
it?
No, sorry. 720-283-2233.
Right.
So it's
720-283-2233.
Oh, we're calling. We're ordering.
Now,
oh,
listen.
Crap. We butt dialed her twice.
She did say that to use the Grubhub menu.
Grubhub menu.
So go on Grubhub.
And then order.
And you can, I don't think, order through Grubhub.
No, no, because they're not delivering. You can order through the Grubhub.
You just, that's the menu that's available is what they have on Grubhub.
Right. Look at the Grubhub menu and then order, call in 720-283-2233.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she might give you a break if you mention your
cheers. You're with us.
Cheers, bitches.
That's
right.
She said.
I'm cheers, bitches, with the swallows.
That's
or
right.
Something like that. Just get that in there somehow.
Yep.
And you.
The promotion code is cheers, bitches.
That's right. The promotion code when you call in to set up your breakfast for the 10 a.m. breakfast in the social distancing breakfast at the parking lot of Littleton Cafe. Breakfast, breakfast, breakfast.
That's right. That's this Saturday, the 18th.
The 18th. This Saturday, the 18th. You've got nothing else going on. And it's a Saturday morning.
Oh, Eggs Benedict.
They have a...
Marlon always gets the Littleton Benedicts,
so
and it comes
good.
With like asparagus.
Asparagus
and
on it.
Something else. They always look real good.
Yeah, it's really good. Oh, mm-hmm. From India. Someone's calling in. Hi, Savik. How are you today?
From India.
So, make sure you come and do that with us.
Yeah.
And then next, Lee, we've got the masks. We've got the email. We've got the breakfast. It's tax day. We departed the first date.
But
tomorrow,
tax day has been extended to July.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Now you're good on your tax day. Make sure you do all of that. And tomorrow, Nurse
Thursday.
X.
Oh, right. Thursday. We'll have Nurse X back on the show. We had
That's
her
right.
on last Thursday.
Yep.
So we'll have her on this Thursday to have a little coronavirus check-in.
That's right. We're going to check in with Nurse X, who is working on the front lines in one of the largest hospitals in Colorado. She can't say where she's at because she's deep in the bowels.
Right.
This is some underground
right.
stuff. This is
so
secret.
If you have some corona questions for her,
that's right.
Get them ready because she'll be on
questions.
Tomorrow. We'll be on earlier tomorrow, yeah?
Yep, we'll be on about an hour earlier than today. So
9:30.
Set your alerts on your app from Podbean to make sure.
Yep, that was just last Thursday.
No, it was 2 Thursdays ago.
It was?
Last Thursday, you were up to your elbows in masks, woman.
Oh.
That was two Thursdays ago. This is a 2-week check-in.
Holy mackerel.
A lot's happened in the last 14 days.
I lost
days
a whole week at my sewing machine.
Yep. A lot has happened in the old front of the
yeah,
the
right? Good.
Front.
Mrs. Sheriff, I agree with her. I was like, holy man.
Shayna lost a whole freaking week.
I lost
making
a whole
masks.
Week.
RJ or Zara, if you need a mask to cover your face, send us an email.
We'll mail you one.
We will ship you one internationally.
Yep, absolutely. We're making cotton masks that tie on.
Yep.
And that way, if you do have to go outside, you will be a little more protected.
A little bit more covered up. At least make you feel better.
Yeah.
So let us know. Everybody let us know. Yep. Here we go.
Here we go.
I've got this thing that I do. Little shimmy and shake. Who's ready? Who's ready for a shimmy and shake?
Shimmy and shake.
I feel like they all know when you say, here we go.
What's up, Theo on the decks? How are you guys? How are you today? Hope you're having a wonderful hump day.
Yeah.
What's hump day?
We didn't even get to there.
You know, my schedule is so screwed up that I'm lucky I remembered to go to work today. You know what I mean? Because, like, do I work today?
What do I do?
What day is it? Today is a work day. Tomorrow's a work day. Work day.
And then just being in the workroom all the time, working like crazy. We should probably video live from up there.
I'm going to try to do either some Facebook Live. I'm going to try Zoom. I'm telling you, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, okay. Great. The Zoom is not all. It's cracked up to be. There's only so many people you can have in there. We'll try it. We'll do it.
See this face I'm making?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't care. I don't care what face you make when you're looking at me.
I'm going to try a freaking Zoom.
Okay. Zoom, Zoom in the room.
Yeah. I did it once. Me and Classy Cupcake did it, and it worked.
Yeah.
So.
You can do it again.
It can work.
I have a Zoom meeting tonight.
I'm going to walk through in the background nude. I'm going to.
Put on that reindeer.
I'm going to.
What is that called? Mankini?
It's the man. It's the Borat. It's Mankini. Borat. Oh. Did you ever see Borat? You know?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Only. Good.
You know what?
Only it's reindeer.
I just get that visual in my head.
Yeah,
well. I love Chantel. Beautiful. With the Crocs.
You've got to have the Crocs on.
The tie-dyed ones.
Exactly. Well, wait till you see me in one.
Yeah. I remember you ordering that.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember you ordering that.
Yeah.
I wore it to a Christmas party.
He wears it.
I do.
He likes
that. That would have been chilly.
It's going to be a Christmas in April.
It's going to be any holiday you want to like celebrate now. Like as soon as this whole thing is over and we don't have to social distance anymore, whenever they go, okay, guys, go back to being friends.
Yeah.
We're having a costume party.
Right.
I mean, a full-on costume party.
Party, yeah. I love it. Jess Duck says, Zoom gets crazy with too many chatty people. I bet you can't hear anybody.
They're not supposed to talk. They're supposed to sit there quietly and
listen to us. Then why are you having them in Zoom?
So they can watch us and we could look at them.
Oh.
Because on Facebook Live, you can't
look
at them.
We can look at them looking at us and they don't get to say anything.
Well, maybe they could dance around or make little signs. They could hold up a sign.
This is bogus.
Smiley faces. I don't know. I didn't think they would talk.
Yes, of course they talk. That's the whole point of it.
Huh.
Yeah. You're trying it now for sure.
Oh, I'm definitely doing it. No, I'm doing it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to post all the information for the Zoom, the link, the meeting thing, the password, and the handshake, and all that stuff in the Swallow Nation on Facebook. So if you want to get that info, go to Facebook right now. Look up Swallow Nation. Join
How many
the
people?
Group.
I think it's only 15 people allowed, right?
Well, first come, first done. First half a dozen in, first half a dozen out. Plus two.
Yeah.
Plus three. Plus first dozen in, plus three out. And I'm going to put all that in Swallow Nation on Facebook. Join Swallow Nation. And we're going to just try it. I've been dying to try it. I think you only get like 8 minutes anyways. So what's the hell? You blow your load and call it done.
Is it eight? I hope it's only eight. That'd be great if it was an 8 minute meeting.
Yeah, I don't think they're very long. I think they're very fast, very quick. You got to be quick when you're meetings.
I hope so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Again?
Goodbye. All right, I'm saying goodbye. I just need a little music for out.
A little. Mm-mm. A little.
Did you have something? Did you guys want to talk about the band that we made up last night, Sexual Dentist?
Now, that was funny last night. That was really funny.
Who said it first? What was it? Who said this? Your dentist or a first date? Just open up and close your eyes.
I think that was my first husband. In fact, I know it was.
She slides in at the end.
Happy hump day, people.
Happy hump day.
Bye.
Goodbye. I hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.